Without further ado, I'm going to hand over to Lynette Tobin. If you're able to hold money, put money in the bucket and clap at the same time, I invite you to do so. And welcome Lynette Tobin as she comes.
Thank you. Let the Holy Spirit blow on through. Is that your prayer right now? I can feel Him so personally. I can feel Him just moving across this place. You just lift your hands up for a moment if you feel comfortable doing that. Come on, we got to move into this. Holy Spirit, blow on through. Blow on through. Right across this room. Right across this room into everyone's life. Right now, the Holy Spirit's there touching you. If you need deliverance this morning, just let Him come right now where you are in your seat. Let Him touch you. If you so desire to know His peace in a greater way, just let Him touch you right now. If depression is like a black bag over your head, just let Him pull it off you right now, because He is here. Blow on through. Blow on through. Often we just say, just go through. But He wants to blow on through. He wants to touch. He wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He also wants to encourage people this morning. But most of all, He wants to pour His love on people this morning. Just let Him love on you. You know, there's people in this world that go in year in and year out and never get a hug. Because you know what? Google doesn't give hugs. But you know, the Holy Spirit right now just envelop you in God's love. Oh, Father. Oh, feel His love. Feel His love. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It's good to have time in His presence. He can do more than we can ever do. Because He knows everything about you. He doesn't judge. He just loves you. Absolutely loves you. Oh, Father, I thank You. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Father, I just pray for Rob and Christy right now. Father, as You're blowing on through, Father, I pray that You will strengthen them. That You will strengthen them. Your God's been stretching and stretching. And you thought, how much more stretching can happen? But God is stretching and stretching and stretching. And the amazing thing I'm seeing that as He's stretching you, your skin grows more. It's like your skin grows to fit the stretching. It's not just something out of you is another job or I have to do more. No, no, no. God says, I'm stretching you. But as I stretch, your skin grows. Your skin grows, your skin grows, and your skin grows. And you're able to have the stretching without having to do such more. And the other thing I can see God putting sentries around you. You and your family. You can't see them. But I can see them at you, at your home. I can see them in the outside. I can see them around this church. Just sentries, but especially guarding the Buckingham family. And God says, as I stretch you, as more things come, that put you out in the limelight more, as more come, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just open up your eyes, as Elisha said, and you will see. You will see the guards I've placed around you and your family. Oh, Father, I thank You for this couple, and I pray a fresh anointing upon them. A fresh anointing, Father. Oh, I just pray that Your anointing will just pour through them. Oh, God, and strengthen them. I pray for a new strength, an incredible strength. As far as the gates on this place come down, because they're going to come down, people are going to come in. They're just going to come in. They're going to rush in, you know, because they know that God is here and that they will be accepted and Your love is here. The place is going to get very messy. very messy. Without ox in the barn, it's nothing. But, you know, we need ox in the barn so it can be messy. It's going to be messy, but it's not going to be hard. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. He's going to do it. So, Father, I just thank you right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, just touch Chrissy. Oh, the borders are going to keep opening. The borders are going to keep opening. But don't take it on as pressure. Trustingly, your skin's going to grow more and it's just going to become part of who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing power through her body. Healing power through her body. Father, I pray, healing power. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, I pray protection over the three girls. But Father, I trust you. You said you've got sentries all around them. And Father, I know that your word is true. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap. Amen. I do thank you for praying for David. I don't know how people are sort of wondering, how can a woman get on a plane and leave her husband home who's had a heart attack? And he's having an operation. But, you know, he's doing fine. And I had to laugh because he came home late yesterday afternoon, and on the way home, my friend picked him up because she told on him. As soon as he got out the hospital doors, he said, "Okay, Kayleen, Lynn's not here." She said, "No, she's in Melbourne." He said, "Let's go to Hungry Jack's." She said, "David, you are not eating Hungry Jack's." And he said, "Let's go to Kentucky Fried." She said, "David, I'm not doing it." And she wouldn't let him have it because he's not allowed to have it. But I'm not there, so he was going to have it. Praise God. So you can see he's getting better. Praise God. And I'll see him tonight. So all is good. You know, we can trust God, can't we? Sometimes we step out in God and we think, how can that be possible? How can that be possible? But I'm a great believer to move out in what God's asking us to do. Because I tell you what, he's never let me down yet. And I believe that day was healed much faster. Much faster because we put him first in our lives. Amen. I believe there's a greater anointing coming upon this church. Who wants a greater anointing? You know, this sloppy, slap happy, no faith sort of Christianity is not going to touch this world one bit. Not one bit. It's the anointing of God that we build in our life that's going to touch people. It's the anointing that breaks the yokes in people's life. We think we have to do this and that, but you know, it's the anointing that'll break the yoke in your life. And to carry that anointing, it's not a quick fix. We just can't say, "Oh, come on, anointing." You know what, people? We have to spend time with God. I tell you, it's time to spend time with God like never before. It's time to dig deep like never before. Dig deep, dig deep, and to learn to hear his voice, to learn to hear what he's saying. Amen? Because the anointing is in us to guide us. To guide us. But we've got to hear God's voice. I feel that we make a lot less mistakes if we start listening to what God is really saying. That if we had a God-listening heart, people, we need a God-listening heart like never before. Would you agree? Absolutely a God-listening heart. Praise God. See, I believe that the revelation, we need to have a revelation that the anointing is the key to the power of God. That's the key to the power of God. It's a spiritual force accompanying the Holy Spirit that empowers us to do God's work. Amen? And you know what, people, the anointing is for every believer. No matter what you think about yourself, it's all about him. It's not about you. It's about him and other people that he wants you to touch. It's always about other people. And you know, he wants us to move in this anointing in a greater way. And I believe that you can move in the anointing no matter what the situation is. When I walked out that hospital, and I didn't say before, but he called me to his bed and he said, "Lynn, I just want you to let me go. If I go, I go. But know this, that I have told you to go to Melbourne. We're not going to let the enemy win." Do you think it was easy for me to walk out that ward? And I didn't know if I was going to see him again. But you know what? God is so incredible. God strengthens us. Amen. I tell you, we got to start getting strong in God because we are in extreme times, very extreme times. I mean, extreme times have gone on forever and ever, but we are in extreme times at this moment. You know, if we're going to try and reach out and minister in a mediocre way, I tell you, it won't work. We need extreme measures. Do you agree? And you know, the good news is that we serve an extreme God. Are you excited about that? Praise God. Do you know, Jesus was very extreme, was he not? How would you like to be here if you said to me this morning, you know, I can't see out of my eyes and I've got a bit of mud and chucked it at you? You know, why do we put Jesus in a box? He was amazing. He was incredible. He was way out the box and he did extreme things. And you know, he was in extreme times. He was walking on the earth under the Roman rule. And as my historian husband told me, that the Romans that came to Jerusalem were the worst of the lot. The worst of the lot. Because see, all the good soldiers, all the ones in high positions really didn't want to come. You know why? Because Jerusalem was too far away, it was too hot, and there was too many flies. So therefore, Jesus was ministering under people like that who didn't want to be there, so they were more crueler than ever. But you know, what did he do? What did Jesus do in those extreme times? What did he do when you know, the rulers over him were bad? What did he do? What did disciples do? They simply prayed for a greater anointing, greater power, greater boldness. And they went out and did what God wanted them to do, healing, delivering, and setting people free. They didn't sit around the Facebook sending all these messages. They said, come on, God, anoint me. Yeah. Isn't that right? Praise God. I tell you, it's under the anointing we will touch people in an extreme way. See, anointing is distinct from the Holy Spirit. Just let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. It says this, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. That's not saying we don't need teachers. It means that if anointing's in us, we can make right decisions. But it's the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie. And just as the anointing is it, just as it has taught you, it will abide in him. Amen? Praise God. And John chapter 14. Time. Take this time off, Robbie. Oh, dear. John 14, verse 17. I'm getting there. Oh, dear me. The Bible's changed since last night. John 14, 17. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. See, the anointing is not a person, but the Holy Spirit is a person. Amen? The Bible says that the anointing is like oil. See, you know, the anointing in us enables us to do amazing things. Every one of us have been given a gift, isn't that right? Many of us, people have 9 gifts. But you know what? It's the anointing that empowers those gifts to bring fruit. Amen? We want to see gifts in people's lives that bring fruit. All weekend I've seen amazing young people trained, and some older, trained in the prophetic. But you know, I listened to their words and every word brought life and fruit. So the anointing on our lives brings life and fruit. It's nothing to do about us personally. It is just a gift. Amen? And I tell you, the anointing enables us to accomplish amazing things that we could never do on our own. We can never do on our own. I couldn't do about 5 sessions like this on my own. It's not possible at my very young age. But you know, it's the anointing that enables, anointing that brings life. Amen? Praise God. See, God anoints us. See, anointing, people think the anointing is, gives me creeps. Doesn't excite me. Doesn't heal me. You know what heals me? God loves you. God wants to move in your life. God's got a purpose for your life. Praise God. We need to pray for a great anointing on our lives so the gifting in our lives will be more powerful and more fruitful, and many will be set free. Many will touch. Many will be delivered. Amen. 1 John 2:27, the Amplified. I'll say it from the Amplified. But as for you, the anointing, the sacred appointment, the unction which you receive from him abides permanently in you. Permanently in you. So that you have no need that anyone should instruct you. But just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything and is true and is no falsehood, so you must abide, live in, never depart from, being rooted in him, knit to him, just as his anointing has taught you to do. So how do we keep in the anointing? We abide in him. We never depart from him. We are rooted in him. We are knit to him, just as his anointing has taught you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. This verse says, everyone has received anointing. We are to tap into the anointing so that we can step into the life of the supernatural. We need to stir up this anointing in our lives, people. I tell you what, extreme times equals extreme measures. And aren't you glad that we serve an extreme God? Amen? Praise God. And my prayer for everyone in this place is that you will receive a double anointing this morning. Amen? We're going to pray after just to impart, like we can impart anointing to you. I can't keep the anointing in your life. You can keep the anointing in your life by abiding in him, by spending time with him, by praying. I can't move on the anointing I had last night. Of course, he's with me and the anointing's with me, but I need to stir up that anointing in my life. I need to trust him, and that's the same with you. Amen? So, you know, who wants to have a greater anointing in their life? Who wants their life to really make a difference? Come on. Come on, we've got to get serious about moving. I believe the only thing that's going to turn this world around is the power of God, the love of God. Amen? God, people need God. So many people got holes in their heart. I don't care what rules are made. I can tell you this, there's only one person that can fill the holes in your heart, and that's God. He's the only one that can do it. Amen. Praise God.